Now, you would have heard on the news that the Reuters news agency in particular reporting that Bombardier's Northern Ireland operation is very close to being sold to an American company. Now, the factory just out my window here builds wings for the Airbus, the A220, and it's the largest high-tech manufacturer in this part of the world. Now, you may remember that Bombardier actually put the factories up for sale in May as part of a reorganization of its business, and they, from time to time it's been reported on, not every day, of course. Let me speak to a man who almost on a daily basis would be keeping an eye on those things. Jamie DeLargy. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jamie, just remind us of the position at this present moment in time, and do you believe that a deal is imminent?
Well, as you mentioned there, Reuters, the news agency, has been reporting that a US company is pretty much poised to buy a Bombardier. But whether that actually comes to pass, we don't know. This company, Spirit AeroSystems, has been talked in the past as a potential bidder, so it wouldn't be a huge surprise if it goes ahead and buys the Belfast plant, in fact, a sister plant in Morocco. It's part of a reported $1 billion deal. But it's the reason why, or a strong reason why, this company would be interested in buying the Belfast operation of Bombardier is that it wants to diversify away its business from Boeing. And, of course, the 737 MAX plane, which was grounded after those two crashes, the Lion Air flight and the Ethiopian Airlines flight, you can see why it would appreciate an opportunity to buy the Bombardier operation of Belfast and then supply to Airbus. Because, as you mentioned, the C-Series has been renamed the A220 after Airbus basically took over or took a majority share in Bombardier couple of years ago. So there is an attraction that is a Bombardier, the aircraft side. There is a huge attraction for this company in buying Belfast because it gets access to this wing manufacturing technology that was developed in Belfast and incidentally with the help of public money. So we've, if you like, have an interest as well as the safeguarding of the jobs in Belfast because our money was used to help develop this technology. And that makes it sort of a jewel, a bit of a prize. And it's likely that these wings will continue to be made, according to the analysts, for at least a couple of decades. So there is work there in Belfast. We don't know how the whole plant, there's actually four plants involved here. We have the one in Queen's Island, and there's a base in Yeatonabbey, which is maintenance repair. There's composites production not far from your home in Dunmurry, and then sheet metal production in Newtownard. So there's a lot riding this, 3,600 jobs. Of course, that's well down from the heyday when there was over 5,000 jobs in the plant in the operation here. But so, you know, you can see why Spirit AeroSystems would be interested in the plant. But of course, this is a Reuters report. Even Reuters are saying that, you know, this deal may yet fall apart. If it is going to happen, it probably would come out about lunchtime when the American stock markets open up. So we won't hear, I think it's unlikely we'll hear anything further in the course of the morning, but say about lunchtime, we might get news confirming this report from Reuters and or indeed perhaps pouring cold water on it.
Do you get a sense that the unions and the employees would be happy with the deal going through?
I think it would give them a sense of certainty, and I think it would help to given the troubled history of Bombardier, which was in fact pushed almost to bankruptcy by cost overruns with the C-series planes. You know, now to have a well-resourced company like Spirit AeroSystems in charge might give them, and probably would give them, a sense that at least, you know, the future is assured. Because, as I mentioned, that technology was developed in Belfast, that wing composite wing technology, and it seems to the smart thinking, as I think I mentioned, smart thinking is that they would continue to produce those wings for the Airbus 220, the C series, in Belfast for decades to come.
Another name change then.
Well, yep. Spirit AeroSystems. Maybe that's what we'll be calling Bombardier. Of course, I didn't mention, I mean, the history of this operation in Short Brothers, as Bombardier was originally called, built aircraft designed by Wilbur and Orville Wright, these pioneers of flying. That was before they moved from Kent and set up their first Northern Ireland plant in 1936. You know, they made flying boats. Look, the list of aircraft they made is fairly lengthy and impressive. So it has been through a number of changes, from Shorts to Bombardier, and yes, possibly now, if it does come to pass, it will be a site, a plant for Spirit AeroSystems. I should also mention that, you know, there are other names in the frame. During the summer, a Spanish group, Air Nova, was talked about as a potential bidder. There was GKN, a UK-based company, was thought to be a possible buyer. And until it obviously is confirmed, you know, it remains speculation. So, and it is possible that someone else, and maybe not even one that I've mentioned there, could turn up and by the operation in Belfast. But I do think it, yes, to return to your point, I think it probably would be welcomed by the workforce as at least helping them to chart a way forward.
Jamie, thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Interesting analysis, interesting commentary on the history of everything there from the Wright brothers right through. Just one point before you go, Jamie.
Yep.
You're still there.
Yes, I'm still there. And I probably should really have said that what Airbus bought was a majority stake in the C series. I think I maybe overstated the position. But just to correct that, that's what Bombardier were acquiring.
Yeah, just I want to ask you one thing.
Sorry, that Airbus were acquiring a majority stake in the C series. And then, of course, they renamed the plane the A220.
Good stuff. Jamie, I'm noting it all down here, so if anyone asks me, I'll know exactly where we are. Jamie DeLargy said as follows. I just want to bring you back to some advice you gave me many years ago, Jamie, about Halloween. Do you remember that money-saving advice?
Not a thought in my head about it.
You told me, on a night like tonight, put the lights out early and close the doors so as you don't have to give any money to door knockers.
I deny. Retreat to the back of the house.
Yes.
Frank, that would be like Scrooge. I mean, if I ever suggested that, and it does actually sound like a very good idea, but you know, it counts as an excellent
strategy,
you know, cost saving strategy. but you, I know, but it's not in. I don't think it's in line with the spirit of the occasion to do such a thing. I mean, so when those children come round and solicit some money for their whatever they want to spend it on, I think we shouldn't close over the curtains and lock the doors and put out the lights. And
but do you not get a sense, Jamie, that if you give to the first one, then there'll be a queue forming?
well, actually, after a while, it does become a wee bit repetitive. People coming and banging at your door and looking for money. But look, did I really say that?
No, it wasn't you.
Probably did.
It just sounds like your policy. But thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
No. Okay, in fairness to him, he never gave me that advice. But I'm just looking at a point there from Graham, who sent me a text that's somewhere along those lines. That's why. That's what made me think of it. Right. This is the U105 phone-in. Good.